Welcome back to high school. Written by Hearts Logos, read by Winged Words,
Ethel,
KLB,
Elaine of Shalott,
and Rena Jenkins.
Geometry and history is just a pain. Biology and chemistry destroys my brain. Well, don't they know that I deserve a better fate? I'm really much too young to matriculate. Well, mama, please, your child.
Guys, would you shut up? I have U.S. government to study, and this is really important because if I accidentally sound like I've testified in court as, I don't know, someone cross-interrogating a witness, I might tip the teacher off to the fact that I'm not exactly your average high school dropout.
Maybe you should have thought of that before enrolling in public school.
Khan points out.
And no offense, but you didn't exactly pick the best school district either. Pretty sure your textbooks are from the 80s.
I'm pretty sure half your wardrobe is from the 80s.
Tim fires back.
But seriously, Bart, come here and make sure I don't sound too smart. I'm going to be in the top of my class, but not by much. You get me? Like, I'm not going to stand out. I won't.
Too late, Cassie says, paging through one of his essays.
Tim Drake Wayne, former cripple and 19-year-old head honcho of WE, leader of the Neon Knights youth program, latest celebrity hit, and fashion icon, going to public school. Tim, there is literally no way that you can go to school as you and not stand out. That ship has sailed, been bombarded with cannon fire, sunk to the bottom of the ocean, and been subducted into the earth to melt.
Tim turns to look at her over his shoulder.
You're such an optimist, Cassie.
Cassie smiles at him and wiggles her toes in his direction.
Also, you realize that most 11th graders aren't writing about the hegemony in their papers on economics.
What else would they write about?
Tim wrinkles his nose.
I think that you've been spending too much time listening to Jason rant.
Bart says.
Not that it isn't a fun pastime, or even uneducational, but it's not exactly the thing that the hegemony teaches in K-12.
It got an A, didn't it?
It also got you a note from the teacher asking you to make a speech to the class.
Khan says, lying against Cassie's side to read the essay.
I honestly don't know why you didn't enroll in a better school. I mean, I get wanting to go back to school. I get not just taking the GED test. I get not homeschooling yourself. I don't get why you chose the school you chose.
It's an HUD's neighborhood, so chances are, if there's something going on, it'll be taken care of.
Tim waves a hand.
Less chance for me to have to leave during the day. Besides, Bruce goes to all the good schools.
He goes to the bad ones, too.
Bart points out.
Which is why I chose a mediocre one.
Tim says.
Why would he have a reason to go to a mediocre school? Bart, get that camera out of my face before I accidentally headbutt it and embarrass us both.
Tim says, as he cross-references one of his papers with Khan's, just to make sure it sounds normal. Tim figures that if Khan was an above-average student and programmed with the knowledge of almost all of humanity in his head, then Tim can manage to be an above-average student with the knowledge of Batman, Nightwing, and Oracle plugged into his brain. Tim honestly doesn't know how Khan tricks people into thinking he's a dumb jock. He really doesn't. It probably has something to do with the fact that he has a farmer's tan.
I'm documenting your high school career,
Bart replies.
And normal students don't use words like Machiavellian.
Fuck.
Tim frowns.
Not even in history class?
Not even in history classes. I mean, at least not in U.S. history.
Fuck.
Keep trying, buddy. You almost sound like someone your age. If you ignore the professional sentence structure, APA citation, and ongoing reference page.
This is so confusing. I could have sworn high school was harder than this.
That was probably because you were pretending at home and had Batman breathing down your neck.
I have you breathing down my neck.
Yes, but at least I talk to you instead of just trying to telepathically will you to understand my micro-expressions.
Don't be ridiculous, Bart. B doesn't just stand and glare at me. Sometimes he grunts like I've kicked him in the balls.
That's how you know he loves you.
Bart shushes him, patting Tim's hand.
Now finish your homework so we can go help Cassie sort out her underwear for washing.
You're taking me to prom in winter formal and spring formal, Cassie says.
I'm going to prom?
Tim blinks.
Wait, winter and spring formal too? Why?
Because every high schooler should have the experience of going to some sort of dance.
Cassie jerks her thumb towards Con.
You'll bring Con and Bart along to one of them, maybe. I'm just saying, if you don't take me to one of them, I'll be extremely disappointed in you.
Cassie, if I bring a different date to each dance, people will talk,
Tim says.
Also, this is just an excuse for you to use my credit card.
I already use your credit card. This is a chance for me to seriously abuse your card.
Cassie rolls her eyes.
Didn't Con already take you to one?
He was dead at the time.
Tim makes a face. Cassie pinches his cheek.
You know what would make a big splash? You showing up with the three of us. It'd be amazing.
I don't think that's how dances work.
Cassie laughs. Tim stares at her and wishes her legs weren't holding him down.
Oh, Tim.
She sighs, curling around him.
Tim.
I'm scared.
You make me so happy.
How many AP classes did you sign up for, exactly?
Bart wrinkles his nose as Tim types up study guides.
And why?
I thought it would be a good idea at the time.
Tim protests.
I hate multiple choice questions. With everything I am.
It's because you argue things too much.
Bart reaches out to pull the pencil from Tim's hand.
Stick with one answer. The best answer.
But...
No buts unless it's cons.
Bart says.
Come on, Tim. You got this.
I got this.
Tim repeats, sounding a little dazed.
I do?
You totally do.
Bart replies.
You got this. Because I got you. And I'm never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Tim groans as Con and Cassie join in from the upstairs.
I hate this house.
What are you doing?
Con says, tilting his head as Tim mutters to himself on the rooftop, adjusting his binoculars.
Narrowing my paper to my AI so it can write it down for me.
Tim replies.
What's up?
Just here to remind you that you wanted me to remind you to go to sleep because you have finals tomorrow.
Right.
Tim hums.
Give me 15 minutes to finish my recon.
Sure.
Con says.
That's what you said to Bart 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
Tim hums, holding the binoculars up to his face.
After this.
Dude.
Con sighs, because he knows that tone of voice. That disinterested, I'm not really listening thing.
Don't get mad at me. I'm looking out for your academic career.
Con picks Tim up around the middle and flies up, tuning out Tim's protest and dodging Tim's kicks and elbow jabs.
Don't do this, Tim. Keep your dignity. You're just gonna hurt yourself.
I'd take you down with me.
You think that, buddy.
It's only 1 a.m.
You should have been asleep hours ago, Tim. Come on, we cut you some slack already.
I'm not tired.
Of course you aren't.
Con says.
That's why you fall asleep whenever you stay still too long.
Tim yawns.
Exactly.
Tim, this isn't exactly what your emergency contact is for.
Bart says, as a school nurse shoots them dirty looks.
Your emergency contact should be older people, Tim, not superheroes.
Tim waves a hand.
If Bruce Wayne knows Batman, it shouldn't be too weird for me to know Kid Flash.
Yes, but you shouldn't have me as your emergency contact.
It was either Ma Kent, Clark, Corey, Kara, or you guys.
What about Alfred?
He'd be passive-aggressive at B for ages if I ever had to use the emergency contact.
Oh my god, Tim.
Should I have put Guy Gardner on instead?
Jesus, Tim.
Congratulations on making it through 1 year of high school,
Cassie says, holding out a cake.
We're proud of you.
Tim blinks, backpack falling on the floor.
Really, guys?
Bart puts a paper hat on his head, and Con throws confetti at him.
You're cleaning that up later, right?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Con waves a hand, and Tim knows he's totally going to have to bust out the duct tape and Roomba later. Tim makes a face.
If you keep making that face, I'm going to have to shove this cake into it,
Cassie warns, before Tim can feel something sticky hit his cheek. Tim blinks and turns to Bart, who's holding a cupcake up to his face.
Why do you do this to me?
Because I can,
Bart replies, then leans in and licks his cheek.
Hey, this is really good.
Tim looks surprised when his dad shows up at his graduation. Bart feels a little bit bad about not warning him about it. After all, Tim did invite him. He didn't even really tell anyone else in his family about going back to school. Mr. Wayne makes a passable speech about the future and hope and other vaguely generic things. Sneaking a glance towards Tim, Bart sees that he's got this strange expression of confusion, surprise, and suspicion going. It's kind of a lot like whenever Con says he has a surprise, or Cassandra says she's coming to visit, or whenever Jason says that it's time for some brotherly bonding. Cassie has to yank Con out of the air before anyone notices him floating when Tim crosses to get his diploma. And Bart almost sort of melts the stands with how hard he's vibrating in place. He doesn't think anyone notices.
I'll catch up with you guys in a sec. Gotta burn some stuff off before I rip a hole in space-time. Be right back. Kiss Tim for me.
Bart says as families swarm into the field to their loved ones. Bart zips towards Bruce, skidding in front of him where he's hanging back.
Hi, Mr. Wayne.
The man's face briefly breaks away from its normal, cordial expression to confusion and mild interest. Hello, Bart. Bart grins and hands him a SIM card.
You know, there are easier ways to keep tabs on your kid.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Mr. Wayne replies, and Bart slips the SIM into his pocket before he can react. Go back to your friends, Bart.
Yes, sir.
Bart gives him a quick salute before moving to where Tim is, throwing his arms around Tim's shoulders and pressing his mouth to Tim's cheek.
Graduate! You're a graduate. I'm so proud of you. I thought this day would never come. You make me so proud.
Tim laughs, hands curling around Bart's forearms as he leans into Bart's hold for a moment.
Very funny.
Tim turns his face towards Bart for a moment.
What did you say to Bruce?
Me?
Bart blinks. And he thinks that maybe he should practice using his innocent face more, because Tim doesn't even look like he's trying to believe it.
What in the world would I say to Mr. Wayne?
Mm-hmm, Tim says, pinching Bart's side.
Okay, fine. Keep your secrets.
I have a chamber full of them.
Bart wiggles his eyebrows.
Wanna tongue them and find out what they are?
Tim smacks his side as Cassie tries to talk Con down from throwing Tim into the sky, in front of a stadium full of civilians. The end. I got my books together and I dragged my feet. And then I saw this angel bobbing down the street. I said, hey, pretty baby, how?